So I'm here with Nigel Hartley, who's CEO of the hospice. Welcome again, Nigel.
Yeah, very good to be here.
Well, it was brilliant to see you earlier in the year, and you've got so many events coming up at the moment. It's unbelievable.
Yes, very busy. Lots of things going on, and great support as usual.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. I think the first thing we need to talk about is what's going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's on Monday, isn't it? But it's a bank holiday weekend at Northwood House.
That's right. Part of our sort of strategy for the future really is focusing on the needs of people with dementia, particularly as they come to the end of their life. And what we are doing is working in partnership with Dementia UK and with a group of people on the island led by Sally Grills in order to raise some money to get an Admiral nurse based at Earl Mountbatten Hospice. And that nurse really will come and help our staff and volunteers get ready for the future, because we're going to need to be ready to support people as they come to die with dementia.
Yeah, and so many people now over 80 are getting dementia. Is it about a quarter of people?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they say by 2035, over half of all deaths will be over 65 in the UK. And one in three people will die with dementia.
Yeah.
Now that, of course, is happening sooner on the island because of our older population.
Yes, we've got an older population.
And, of course, people won't just die with dementia. As people live longer, they'll die with multiple chronic illnesses. And that's the sort of tragedy of it all, really.
Yeah.
And it's why it's the business of Earl Mountbatten Hospice, because end of life is our business, that we need to get things right.
Quite right. And I think Admiral nurses, you know, really need to be a priority for the island, given everything that you've said. So,
yeah, absolutely. So this is what we're hoping. We need to raise 100k. The group of people have raised 50k already, so it's the second half of this we need to get. And that's starting off with an event at Northwood House on Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, and it's a family fun day, isn't it?
Yeah, family fun day. We want as many people to come along as possible. No great expectations. We're not charging a fee to get in, but we will be collecting donations.
Yes.
There'll be a number of stalls. There'll be some great music acts coming along. So, you know, come along, use the cafe at Northwood House, use the have a look around the house, join in the fun and just have a relaxed day.
Well, there's some brilliant things going on. I know you've got a rodeo bull, and I have been on one of those before, and it's the most painful experience of my life. I nearly resulted in sort of gender confusing injuries to me.
Well, I don't think you'll catch me on that. But let's see. If I have a couple of beers, who knows?
Well, it's absolutely hair-raising, but I think it's one that's great for the little ones.
Yeah, and I think people really enjoy that kind of thing. So it's a real community day.
There's going to be some great music there as well. I've got a list of the people. The ones I've got my eye on are Hugh Vectronic, who's on at 2 o'clock, who's electronica in the style of Jean-Michel Jarre, can barely get that out, but with more of a sort of dancey feel.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of country bands, country rock, and that's Stop at 12:15, and the Hoolies at 1:15, and then blues rock Cadillac at 4 o'clock, and there are plenty of other artists there as well. Yeah. So,
and this will be going on all the way through the afternoon. And, you know, it sort of starts at 12. We'll be rounding up around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, music's great, isn't it, James? You know, it really pulls people in and people can have a good time and listen to it.
Exactly. But if people don't want to listen to music, they can disappear into the house.
Into the house, where we'll have some stalls and we're going to have some information about Admiral nurses so people can understand why we're doing what we're doing. We're having our hospice pop-up shop.
Yes.
That kind of thing. And a few other things as well. So now, it'll be a good day.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know where this is going.
Well, I've seen here that there's going to be a ghost tour during the day of Northwood House.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be one of the most haunted houses on the island, isn't it?
It's interesting. Every place I go to on the island tells me it's meant to be the most haunted place on the island. Apparently, we live in one of the most haunted places on the island, in the old St. Lawrence Inn.
Really?
But haven't seen any activity myself. But, you know, people have all kinds of experiences in their life, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, let's have a look. I might even go on the tour myself.
I think that sounds great. And there's one called Princesses and Servants for the people who are feeling a little bit... nervous about going on the ghost tour, you can discover quite a lot about the house's history there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all in a good cause, isn't it? So Admiral Nurse is bringing one to the hospice for the future.
Well, we're going to be there,
so
we look forward to seeing you there on Monday. Just to give listeners a little bit more information, Bank Holiday Monday, 31st of August. It's 12 noon till 5 o'clock.
Yep.
It's over at Northwood House in Cowes.
Yep.
Plenty of parking around there. And for more information, www.iwhospice.org.
That's absolutely right.
I think.
Yeah.
Now, that's just the first of many things that you're doing to raise absolutely. Funds at the moment. You're actually starting up a new concert series, aren't you?
That's right. I think I spoke earlier when I came in the year about the need to open up the hospice to the public and get people to come in, really to change their perceptions of who we are, to see that what goes on there is quite normal, and that end-of-life care can be managed well, and that's our message. So we're beginning a number of events. We're open at the moment for Sunday lunch every Sunday.
Yeah.
That's between 12 and 2 o'clock. People can just pitch up for a three-course lunch, $7.95.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, bring some wine with you if you want.
Yeah.
And that's really going well. So, you know, we're getting around 50 people every week. We're starting a series of art exhibitions, which begin the end of this week.
Yeah.
And that we've called it off part of the building as an art gallery. So there'll be a place that people can come and look at local artists.
Great.
Who are paying to display their work and will be selling some of their work in aid of the hospice. And then, of course, the most important thing, the first Thursday of the month, so the first one, the 3rd of September next week, we begin our monthly concert series.
Mm-hmm.
Information about that on our website. It's £10 a ticket. You can book through the website. The first concert is the Jim Thorne Trio, which is a local jazz trio, really good musicians. We're hoping to get a good audience for that first concert, to really make a mark and to plant it there as a thing for the future. So it'll be the first Thursday of the month. Patients and families will be there, staff, volunteers, but also we want as many as the local community to come in and enjoy our building.
Yeah, I think the great thing about the John Cheverton Centre is it's a really happy building, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lovely space for people to exhibit or perform.
Yeah, my experience with people talking to them is that they always feel quite apprehensive about coming, but when they've been, they're completely surprised by it.
Yeah.
And we just want people to come, and it's a community resource. It's there for everyone.
Yeah.
And we're all curious about what it's going to be like to die.
Yeah.
So come along and let's be together and talk about it if we need to.
Yeah, fantastic. And that's not all, because the weekend afterwards, it's Classic Isle, isn't it?
Classic Isle, absolutely. And I was meeting with the guy who's setting that up, Paul Cox, last night.
Yeah.
They're supporting our Mountbatten Hospice. And I think there's some great music going to be going on. It's going to be a great event.
There is. I mean, we're going to talk about it later in the programme.
Yeah.
Again, Judith and I are going to be there, I think, on the Sunday. It's great to get so many fantastic mainland classical artists over here.
Absolutely. And I think people are hoping this is going to become an established event for the future on the island, an annual event. And, you know, very much hope to keep it linked to the hospice in some way and maybe to our concert series, that we can maybe share some of the artists and that kind of thing.
That would be brilliant. How is it helping the hospice as a proportion of the ticket price going straight to the hospice?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure how it's helping, but some of the money will come to us that's raised on the evening, and whether they're going to be sort of collections and donations and that kind of thing, that's probably how it will happen. But it's raising awareness too, isn't it? And it's making sure that the Earl Mountbatten Hospice, you know, I was saying to a group of people this morning that 100% of the money raised goes back to this island. We are a local charity.
I know, it's fantastic.
And I think that's really important that people understand that.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. Well, look, that's three great events to go to.
Fantastic.
Over the course of the next week. They're not that weather dependent, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
Certainly, Northwood House has got a lot of internal space, as you said, and the other two are a mixture of internal and external. Yeah. So,
and we're hoping people will really come along and support us.
Exactly. Well, I know that the weather on Monday is meant to be. At this stage, we don't know, but it's meant to be better.
Well, we can have umbrellas and put our hoods up. We'll be fine.
Exactly. Well, look, Nigel, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
And best of luck with the events, and we'll see you at least a couple.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.